From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, where earlier today he spoke to the Global Entrepreneurship Summit.
I launched the first of these summits in Washington 5 years ago. And since then, we've helped empower hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs, giving them a boost to launch thousands of new businesses and initiatives.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta also spoke to the gathering of entrepreneurs from more than 120 countries.
When you go home, and indeed as you travel around the world, tell those who you meet about what you've seen here in Kenya. Share your experiences and let them know that Africa is open and ready for business.
President Obama's trip is the first time a U.S. president has visited Kenya, and when he travels to Ethiopia Sunday, it will be the first time a president has visited that country as well. The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in northern Iraq late Friday. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK ANF news site and blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with its latest raids. On Friday, Turkish warplanes pounded the Islamic State positions in Syria as well, marking a shift in Ankara's position on how to deal with the militants in Syria and Iraq. Turkish media are also reporting a U.S. agreement for a no-fly zone over northern Syria, but the U.S. officials are formally denying any such agreement exists. U.S. officials are also denying a Wall Street Journal report the Obama administration will release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Poller to help ease tensions with Israel. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen El-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The U.S. Defense Department is asking armed citizens not to stand guard at military recruiting offices. Following attacks on U.S. recruiting centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee that killed five servicemen, Americans have been flocking to recruiting stations around the country to protect members of the military. The statement followed an incident at a recruiting center in Lancaster, Ohio, in which a volunteer guard accidentally discharged his rifle. The Obama administration is expanding training of Ukrainian security forces in their fight against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says with the new training, it will take place in western Ukraine, near the border with Poland. He said the focus for the U.S. is on continuing non-lethal aid for Ukraine, and there are no plans to provide any weapons. European regulators have approved a new prospective malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. Lisa Schlein reports.
On Friday, the European Medicines Agency issued a positive assessment of the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine called Mosquirix, essentially giving the WHO the green light to review the product for its use in Africa. Scientists have been searching for an effective vaccine against malaria for decades. Mosquirix is the first one, which has gone through a phase 3 trial. Malaria infects 200 million people worldwide every year and kills nearly 600,000, most of them children under the age of 5 in Africa. If the vaccine is proven to work, health officials believe it could potentially save millions of lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And researchers have found a new positive use for poliovirus. Hard to imagine, but they are using it to attack cancer cells in the brain. A Duke University team is using a modified inactive poliovirus to infect tumor cells, setting off an immune response that lasts for several months. Until then, the tumor may be gone for good. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.